Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Mills. Hope you're right today. Nicki Minaj, next song we'll play, and then Roll Deep. What's going on?
So we've brought you some camels.
Oh my God. Hello, Becky. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So, basically, we've got two camel outfits which we're wearing.
Is this to get me used to the desert?
Mm. Yeah.
They're really scary.
Why?
They're proper... Oh, no.
I've got the girl one.
Massive
and
teeth.
Chris has got a man one.
Oh, that's why the live camera's in here.
And we thought that if we just kind of hung out with you today like this, then you'd be used to it when you got to Kenya tomorrow.
They're really quite lifelike. If you want to... Stop. If you want to see what they're like, then go to the live webcam now. Click on it on the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Why am I scared of them? It's clearly just a big toy fluffy thing.
They're cool. They're like fundraising ones. Basically, these camels are going to go up and down the country with BT, raising money whilst you're doing your trek. So whilst you're trekking in Kenya, these camels are going to go around the country trekking and raising money.
Oh, okay.
And Wednesday.
Is it BT employees that are going to be wearing these amazing camel outfits? Don't get it too close.
You want to go, don't you? You really want to put one on.
I do, kind of.
You do.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you do it in the next song.
Chris, yours rears up in quite an intimidating fashion.
It's a big one.
It certainly is. If you want, look at the live webcam now. It's worth having a look at this. bbc.co.uk/radio1. We'll leave it on for a while, can we? So you can actually, if you can't get to a computer right now, you can have a look for the next 10 minutes or so. They've even got shades on and red noses. That's really quite cool. It's like a panto camel. Not that I've ever seen camels in panto, generally horses, but they are very cool. And they're all branded up with the red nose desert trail. They've even got little feet, look. Oh, bless. Off you go. What are they? Do you know their names?
Mr. and Mrs.
Okay, good. They're really nice. Right, can you maybe bounce in time to Nicki Minaj?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Well, it was quite a workout. That was me and Chris doing our camel dancing to Roll Deep and Good Times. I've never actually... This is the first for me. I've never worn a camel outfit and been on the radio at the same time. First time for everything.
You look well good.
Thank you, yeah. It's a good look, I think. Ooh. That wasn't me. That was the camel.
You can use that in your farting best bits.
That was the camel. Hang on. Oh. It's just when it rests on the desk. Oh. So these comic camels are going to be visiting loads of towns and cities all over the UK. They're called Humphrey. That's what they did there. And Camilla. So I'm so sorry about Humphrey.
He's quite windy, isn't he?
They're going to Truro, Plymouth, Exeter, Cardiff, Bournemouth, Canterbury, Durham, Newcastle, Sunderland, Middlesbrough, Sheffield, Newcastle, London. Everywhere they go, they're going to be collecting money for Comet Relief and raising awareness of the gruelling trek that me and some others are doing on the other side of the world as of Monday, the Comic Relief Red Nose Desert Trek.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
So this morning, Chris took one step closer to being at the Brits next year, which is his dream, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
He appeared in a music video. Lots of fun?
Yeah, it was really good. I was a bit nervous before I went. Really nervous, actually. But yeah. I think it all went all right.
It's kind of a UKG crew that you were hanging with, wasn't it?
Mm.
And that's not really your scene.
Not really, no.
What was the video for?
It was for a song by the Wide Boys with McLean and Sway. Cool. Not Slade and Miss Dynamite, as I originally thought.
Yeah, where did Miss Dynamite come from? Was she not there?
I don't know, but she wasn't there today.
Was she ever involved?
I'm not even sure she was.
And what about Slade? They never...
Slade definitely wasn't there.
No.
Right. So you got the artists wrong.
Yeah.
But you still did it. I like that.
Yeah.
Now, it was in North London, that the shoot, so Chris stayed at mine last night because it was easier. And at about 9 o'clock this morning, I came in to do the Chris Moyles show this morning, and then a man called Majestic picked up Chris in a Mercedes outside my house this morning, about nine.
The thing is with Majestic is he's part of the sort of outfit as well, so he's on the record, you know, he's very prominent in that scene.
What, and he's also the driver?
He came to pick me up, yeah.
And I like that personal touch about Madge.
Madge. It was good. I've got to admit, it was really good of him to come and pick me up from your house this morning.
Don't normally get that service. Now, you were going to go in just the clothes you were wearing.
Yeah.
But if you see these guys' previous videos, it's all about the dark shade, it's about looking cool, it's big cars, it's hot girls, it's sharp suits. I couldn't have you going in your sweatshirt.
No, and that's where we went wrong, really, because last night when we were at yours, we decided to have a look at some of their old videos. So the whole Too Many Man videos and Boy Better Know.
Do you know that one? Too Many Man, Too Many Man.
We need some more girls in here. We need some more girls in here. Do you know how I know that one? It's because one of the bosses upstairs, every time he walks through the office, there was a period of about 6 months where that's all he sang as he walked through. And I was like,
we need some more girls in here.
Is this right for your boss to be walking through singing this?
So we walked into my wardrobe. And what did we find? Well, what did I find for you?
Because you didn't think I was dressed appropriately for a video of like that, you decided to dig out some suit jackets and shirts.
Just going by what they've done in their previous videos.
Yeah.
And some shades.
And some shades, yeah.
Sweet. So you turn up on set, and here is Ed from the Wide Boys. He'd just been dropped off by Majestic at this point.
That's right.
And it's his song, he's in the song. And he's explaining this to the others why Chris is here at the video shoot today.
Chris from Scott Mill Show.
Yeah, you're right. Nice to meet you, mate. Nice to meet you. You're right, mate. Yeah, nice to meet you.
This is Matt and Scorcher. Right? Oh, basically, what we're going to do is, like, they've sent him down here to be, like, a non-cool guy turning up for a video shoot.
Rude. What a start.
A non-cool guy turning up for a video shoot.
Yeah, it wasn't the best start for me. Yeah.
Is that how you got in?
Especially as I tried to fit in by putting on a bit of a voice to sound cooler.
How
as well.
London did you go in, right, mate? Yeah, we could safe in it.
I didn't realise that was the only reason they'd invited you down.
Nor did I.
Like a non-cool person.
Did you ever say that to them, that you were going to be
no,
a non-cool person?
I don't know where they got that from. I thought maybe you'd got in contact or something. I thought
no,
it was a wind-up.
I didn't know anything about it.
A non-cool guy turning up for a video shoot.
I never said that.
Okay. Well, I didn't. I've not been...
Well, someone...
Your mate organised it, not me. There's nothing to do with us.
Nothing to do with us. No. We're just taking the mick out of you.
So the suit is on?
Not at that point, no.
Chris!
Yeah? What's up?
You got to change your clothes?
Yeah, I have. Mills has given me some clothes, but it's... Is that what you want, really?
You know we're doing a video today, innit?
Is this not all right?
Oh, God.
And that sway.
You know we're doing a video today, innit?
You do know we're doing the video today, yeah? Oh, dear.
I'm not sure he was my biggest fan.
Can you get the shades so we can have a look at them?
I'll... All right, hang on a minute.
Where
did he get him? Well, he told me this is what Sway would like.
Oi, who's that laughing, Madge? I'll have you know those glasses are really nice.
But that's what you told me. You
I told
me
you that
you
they
said,
would
Chris,
like them.
This is exactly what they will want.
I chose
here's
them
a jacket,
specially.
Here's some shades. And, Scott, I looked ridiculous in their eyes.
Are they like Ozzy Osbourne ones?
Yeah, no. They're like, they said it looked like their mums would wear.
They're not from your old lady outfits, are they, Scott?
No, I've worn them on several holidays.
Is that Mills's or is it from a charity shop?
What was he talking about then?
That's your jacket.
Is that Mills's or is it from a charity shop?
This is bad
times. Do you know what? I'm laughing, but it's actually quite rude.
You look like the quiz show version of the Terminator. I want your clothes, your boots and your prize money.
I know you were wearing it, but this is all my gear that they're slagging off.
They all went round in a circle then and thought of a different thing that I look like. Someone said I look like one of the Blues Brothers. Another one said I look like Suggs. Another one said I look like Vanilla Ice's unsuccessful brother.
Oh. So when's this video coming out? Is it soon?
I don't know if I hope it is or I don't know if...
Are you even going to make it in?
I'm definitely in. I've been told I'm definitely in.
So, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, I think you'll notice me.
So we're looking for a Vanilla Ice, Suggs Off Madness, Blues Brothers, Charity Shop character in this video, are we?
Yes.
Brilliant.
With the White Boys, McLean and Sway.
I can't wait.
And Slade.
Maybe.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I still stick by what I said. That is a good outfit for a video like that. You need the shades, you need the suit.
I'm not being funny, but I've just seen the pictures on your Facebook page and he looks good.
Right, go to Scott Mills. Search Scott Mills on Facebook, right?
He doesn't quite look how I'd hoped he'd look. He's going to really stand out.
It's a bit Blues Brothers, I'll give you that. But that's what they wear in those things. And to slag
it's
off
not,
my shades.
It's not.
To slag off my shades like that is just rude. I think that. You look fly.
Thank you.
Go to my Facebook and have a look if you want to see.
Radio 1.
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means that it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady comes on and reads out the stuff that you've been saying to us in the last week on email.
Hey, Scott. The reason only a fridge has a light is because those fat pigs that have midnight snacks want an instant gastro fix. And most things in the freezer need cooking, so won't be touched by chubby fingers.
Whoa!
Much love, Bradley.
Cheers, Bradley. That was one of the questions that we got Matt Edmondson to ask on the red carpet at the Brits the other day to the stars as they came in. Why is there a light in the fridge but not in the freezer? And Bradley just provided the answer, so thanks a lot. I wasn't expecting that. That kind of took me a little bit by surprise. Yeah. I felt a bit winded when that came on. I was like, whoa! And relax. Next.
Dear Scott, I know you probably won't read this out because it's a serious email, but just wanted to let you know I watched your documentary in Uganda tonight and think you're amazing. I really wanted to strangle the narrow-minded people that hated gays, so I cannot imagine how frustrated you felt whilst out there. You're a legend, and it was a real eye-opener. You were so brave to be yourself out there with all the propaganda and hatred against gay people. Love you. Emily, XX.
Oh, that's really sweet. Thank you, Emily. And I have to say, I have never done anything that has provoked such a response. Ever, ever, ever. I've got so many Twitter messages, so much stuff on my Facebook, and like, literally, hundreds and hundreds of emails about that show in Uganda, which is on a Monday night on BBC Three. Still on iPlayer if you want to watch it. But it's shocking and awful, and I'm just kind of glad that we've brought it to the UK's attention, really. But thank you for all your kind comments, because I've had so many. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Next.
Dear Scott, you mentioned that you like to sit down on a Tuesday night and pick the Wonder Years wearing your robe.
Yeah.
This has led to my husband and I debating what kind of robe you would be most likely to wear.
Do we really have to go into this?
We need putting out of our misery.
Oh, God.
I thought it would be one of those silky red kimono-style robes, perhaps with the word champ written on the back. But my hubby says he likes to think of it more like one of those robes off of Nan's, peach-coloured with a fur trim.
Oi.
And inappropriately short if you have to bend over and pick something up. I'm not sure why my hubby pictures you this way.
Why? Right, seriously, this show today has just been slagging off all my clothes. So what if I wear a bum skimmer to pick the Wonder Years?
Otherwise, we both thought it could be one of those big, fluffy, white hotel robes
You've
stolen from one of your many exotic trips abroad.
Not stolen.
Yes.
Help, Scott. We need to know. This is an important issue. Love you all. Rachel, off of Ireland.
Well, here's the thing. It used to be one of those hotel ones, which I didn't steal. I bought. But you can buy hotel-style ones, can't you, now? They're really nice, big, white, fluffy ones. But now I've got a coat of many colours.
What's that?
Off of Joseph. Yes, I have.
It's what, the one that Philip Schofield wore? The one that Jason Donovan wore?
It's that kind of colour.
Or Gareth Gates?
Yeah, I got it for Christmas, actually, from my flatmate. Really good. It's all sorts of colours.
Do you swish around in it like they do in Joseph?
Yeah, I pretend that I'm Joseph, and I pretend that it's my amazing Technicolour dream coat.
That's not very absorbent, though, is it? I mean, for, like, after you get out of the bath or shower, not for, like, when you're picking the Wonder Years.
Well, it works for me, and you ask the question, and there's your answer.
Podcast.
And now, I was going to use this for the Comet Relief new total, but I've decided to have a drum roll for Craig David.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Welcome.
It's good to be here.
So, are we on the same flight to Kenya tomorrow? I think we are.
Yep, 6:30 leave from my house.
That's
so
right.
Same for you?
We're leaving from your house.
Well, it depends on if you want to pick me up on the way. I depend on where you want to.
All right. What, Southampton.
No, London.
Oh, in London, yeah, good. Well, I'm for that, yeah.
Yeah, you're cool.
Well, am I staying over now? What's happening?
Well, no, we could just save a car on the
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely, I'm all about the green issues.
We could use that money for charity, I'm thinking, ahead
yes,
of the game.
Yes, very good,
Come
Craig,
on.
Very good. Carpooling, I like it.
Exactly, there we go.
How are you, anyway?
I'm really, really well.
Me and Craig, the last time I saw Craig was at the Comet Relief Heat Chamber, or whatever it was called, the other day.
Didn't know where we met each other then for a minute.
We sweated a lot.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was very unpleasant in there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like 40 degrees. I think they might have put it up to like a real extreme.
Do
I don't know
think?
If it's going to be 40 degrees, because if it's that hot for the trek, it's going to be really unbearable.
Yeah. Like, which it was unbearable.
Yeah, it's crazy. And even though we've got a camel each.
Have we?
We've got a camel each to take.
You know more than me, Craig.
Yeah, yeah, trust me, I got this info on the way.
So we've got a camel each.
But you can't get on it, though. Oh. That's the slight curveball.
Right. Do we have to. Are we in charge of the camel?
I'm not really looking to get too close to the camel spitting on me, but I think it looks after the bags, which, depending on how many bags you're taking with you. Right. This is going to be quite a key move.
Yeah. Well, I've got. There's two bags, because it's really funny. But obviously, people who are deemed celebrities obviously can't look after themselves, because what happened was at my house today arrived two bags and the most amount of instructions I've ever seen for anything. And it's a bit like, we'll provide everything for you because you're so rubbish that you can't actually get it together yourself. But yeah. It is really good because I am rubbish.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw the wet wipes in there, I was like, what am I really going to be doing with this amount of wet wipes? Then it started to dawn on me that there's not really going to be sort of Portaloo sort of coming along with us out there. No, or showers.
How do we, if we need to, go to the toilet, what do we do?
You know what, Lorraine did say that she'd sort of do a little bit of cover for anyone who wanted to.
I'm not having Lorraine Kelly
shield
me.
I'm just saying, I saw her this morning, that's what she said to me, so I'm just saying that, passing on the information.
I don't want this, Craig.
Well, it's
who
like...
Who would you prefer? That's what I want to know.
Craig.
We don't want Katie. You went before that.
Actually, yeah.
Craig, are you up for that? Are you going to be Scott's shield?
I'm not really up for that, to be honest.
No.
But if you need that, I mean, I know from Southampton
yes
and there's that sort of camaraderie. But
did you say yes to Lorraine? Have you bagged Lorraine already?
I think Lorraine bagged me. She wanted to jump on me earlier this morning.
Okay, good. So it's all becoming very real now. What are your biggest fears of us when we're going to the desert?
I mean, I'm not a massive fan of the snakes or the spiders, which no one actually did say to us about spiders.
No, spiders were never mentioned when I said yes.
Snakes were like, oh, you might see them, might not. But spiders, they said you're going to catch a few of those along the way.
Are they the spiders that lay their eggs in you?
Yeah.
Or is that something...
Do you know about that?
Yeah, but don't worry. Lorraine's covering me on that. It's fine. Yeah. So she's...
I love it how Lorraine's turned into your personal bodyguard.
Have you seen the camel spider?
I haven't, but it seems quite big. It looks like the size of that cigarette packet.
That's right. We've just found this picture on Google, and it's like there's a cigarette packet, and then it's probably bigger than the cigarette packet, that horrible
when
spider.
When they bite you, there was a picture that I wanted to put up on the internet, and I wasn't allowed because the bosses said it was too horrible.
Right. It's similar to in Kill Bill 2, when the snake sort of bites and then his head starts puffing up. Nothing like that?
Oh,
they don't look the best, to be honest.
No? Okay. Well, then deep sleep for all of us then.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Bye-bye. I think at this point we should make ourselves feel better because we are doing it for a brilliant cause by doing a new total. So we only announced the text number that you could text into to spend a pound and support us on the trek today, this morning with Chris Moyles. And by 9:30 a.m., the Radio 1 listeners, who are always amazing at this, raised already, we haven't even gone yet, £25,317 for Comet Relief.
Amazing.
I've got a new total. Do you want to do it?
Yes,
I'll give you a drum roll.
Yeah, hear me.
New total.
New total now is £38,482.
Yeah!
That's what we're talking about right now. I love that. We haven't even left.
We haven't even gone.
It's great.
Do you reckon you can make it 50 by the end of the show?
Please, let's try and do that now, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Craig, here's the thing. We have to do all these terms and conditions, yeah? When we tell people to text in.
Right.
It's really boring.
Okay.
I mean, but we have to do them. It's like, it's the law and stuff, otherwise bad things happen. Things, So, can you sing them or something? Would you be able to do that?
Let's see if we try and work something out here.
I mean, just because
I love when you throw these ones at me. Let's have a look.
Sorry, it's just boring otherwise.
Okay.
I don't know how to freestyle
it. You must be 16. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do you want the whole thing or just the up to 16?
You can do the whole thing.
No, we need to do them all, Craig.
Got you some echo.
Okay, here we go. Text cost £1 plus your standard network message charge. And the whole £1 goes to Comic Relief. Yeah, you must be 16 or over and always ask for the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions, yeah, are at Radio 1 Online. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's how it should be done, though.
That was my actual favourite. That was brilliant. Thank you very much.
See,
now the terms and conditions, not as boring.
No,
I like it.
We've got to try and just jazz up a little bit.
Oh, yes. So it's...
desert.
As of tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
So on Saturday, we're going to be visiting some Comet Relief projects, and we're going to be camping for the first time in our own tent. Mm. No sharing of tents is going on. And then on Monday, we start our very long walk. What are we going to do to pass the time? Obviously, we're going to chat and stuff, but I've never been in a situation like this before where it's literally miles and miles and miles.
You know, I think the first day there's going to be that slight amount of excitement. You know, everyone sort of get that nervous energy out of all being together.
Yeah.
5K in, people sort of thinking, ooh, it's kind of hot around here, no? Yeah.
Apparently, the first day is really tough as well.
Yeah, and you're not going to really be able to reach out for an ice cold water because that'll be at 40 degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about this the other day. Because you think, oh, it's all right, I'll just have some nice cold water. No, the water is also 40 degrees. It's going to be hot, isn't it?
It's going to be incredibly hot.
Ew.
But I think we've got the balance of people is going to be great, you know?
I think it's a nice group of people.
You know, and it's going to be keeping morale. There's not really any tortoise in the hare who's going to get to the finish post first.
No, we're all in it together. No one will be racing ahead, will they, Craig?
Nope.
You're not going to do that?
Nope.
Good.
Because I will be on a camel.
Yeah. Someone's been on George, actually, in his tractor. He's from Southampton,
right?
Like we are.
Yeah, as you do.
He says, you and Craig are famous because you've both got portraits in the Shamberhurst Barn pub in Hedge End.
See, when you've got that, you know you've achieved.
That's it.
Yeah?
I've got nothing more to do now. Why have they got... Have they done a portrait of you in there?
Well, I thought it was going to be the Solent University sort of honorary degrees that we both got.
Check
from
us,
there,
doctor.
Which you can actually now bring out a card and feel like I actually am a doctor.
Dr. Scott and Dr. Craig.
There you go. So we've got that locked, but not really. It's about having your portrait.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But thanks very much, Shamberhurst Barn in Hedge End.
Get free drinks when you go down there.
Yeah, exactly.
You're looking forward to that, aren't you? There you go, okay.
And we can have a massive talk about Southampton for ages. That'll take up probably a couple of hours.
10 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going
to
be great.
I'm really looking forward to it. So, it's happening tomorrow. You seem very chilled out about the whole thing now.
Yeah, you know what? To be honest, after doing the heat chamber, I think we needed to do that. That just kind of just gave you a little bit of what it's going to feel like.
Do you think that's the worst possible case scenario? Because it was horrible.
Worst case scenario is a rowing machine being out in the desert and us doing rowing together. As long as that doesn't happen, or any of those sort of cardio machines that we're on, I think we'll be okay.
There's a video of this on the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online. It just looks like a gym. And it's just loads of people going, it's really hot. It's really hot and we're sweating a bit.
Yeah.
But take it from us, it was really hot.
It actually melted the tape. The footage got melted in there.
Yes,
so it was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was very, very hot. Chris, what was the question that you asked me earlier?
I want to know what you're having as your last meal tonight.
It's like that suggests that we're going to die. But it means the last...
to the last supper.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
what are you having for your last meal, Craig?
I'm actually just going to go for a sweet chicken salad.
Are you?
Yeah, because I think, you know, you try and do the little pasta... Mm. Fettuccine carbonara combo. Mm. Yeah, which is quite nice.
Easy for you to say.
Well, I'd like dinner at Craig's house.
I would.
I've never actually had fettuccine carbonara in my house, if I'm being honest. But
when you go around to stay,
it does sound like a nice dish to have.
It does.
But I think you've got to kind of get into the routine of that's not going to be had out there. There's going to be goat.
Yes, I've seen the menu. It's good. It's
so,
fruit for breakfast.
Nice.
And some egg. And
which is nice at 40 degrees.
They have really nice.
Because we've been with that.
And then we've got, like, off of school, packed lunch for lunch.
I've got my Transformer.
Some more fruit. Yeah,
lunch books. Yeah,
I've got my Penelope Pit Stop flask.
Cool.
And then... And then
you properly showed your age, Dad.
Who? And then
I always thought, what?
Yeah. You don't even know who that is, do you?
No, it sort of was just on the eclipse.
Still on the Cartoon Network, actually. And then for dinner...
Yeah.
Rice and goat.
Yeah. Do you know the weird thing, though, actually, with the goat situation, is that my dad's from Grenada. Mm. So on his side of the family, goat curry was like a normal sort of thing to eat. So I'm not kind of weirded out too much by it. It tastes like lamb.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
But to most people at home are thinking, goat?
Goat? No, it's all right.
I think so.
Goat curry is good, but then everything's good in the curry, isn't it?
Exactly. You can put anything there.
Absolutely.
Dog, cat.
Yeah. We're not having dog, by the way.
Well, I'm just saying this.
Don't create the RSPCA will be on. Now, let's talk, because obviously you don't live in the UK anymore, do you?
I still have my home here. I just live in between Miami and London.
Okay. I saw the show where Fern came to stay with you, or, you know, did the show with you on ITV2. Fern and Craig David.
Yes.
Your house is magnificent.
Well, thank you, sir.
Oh, my God. It's like living in a big iPod. It's all white and
music
sleek.
Playing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And Apple logos. Yeah. You know what? To be honest, it's very different from the council flat I was looking out for 17 years of my life in Southampton. So... Yeah. just sort of had to change it up a little. But yeah. Now, you know, very flattered that.
You have a good life there, right?
It's amazing. I make my music there between Miami and New York. And then I'm back over in London recording here. So it's just the perfect setup for the new album. So I'm just like working like crazy for it.
How big's your TV, please?
I haven't gone crazy on the TV. We got like 60-inch in the lounge, but there's a lot of them. That's the thing we made up with quite a few of them. Because I use them as sort of artwork as opposed to just like TVs. Oh. So they'll have crazy sort of video stuff that's on rotation that goes
on. Oh, do you have the log fire one? The
I love that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Until it burnt through the screen, and I was trying to like watch Inception, it still had like the fireplace on it, which didn't quite, it sort of slightly took away from the dynamic of Inception, but hey.
And were you saying something about you had to do a driving test the other day?
Yeah, I had to do my Florida driving test, which I thought I could just go over there. I've had my license for like 9-10 years now.
Yeah.
And you just go and do a written test and you're good. So I got there, there was like a 4-hour course you have to do online, which... Thankfully, my PA did for me to get me to do the.
I can't say that.
Well, I did, but I've already got a license, so I'm good. So they can't take it away from me now, and I'm in the UK.
Okay, so it's fine. He's got it.
I put it out there. It's fine. I had to actually do the actual written test in the actual office, so I passed that.
Right.
And then they said, "Oh, and by the way, slight curveball, but you do have to actually do the test."
Oh.
I'm telling you, when you roll up in a Ferrari, park it around the corner, and next thing you jump in a Nissan Micra. Two hands on the wheel, sweating. Looking at your blind spots, checking every mirror like crazy.
Were you sweating because you were in a micro?
It was nothing to do with the air conditioning, I promise you. That was on full blast and I was sweating like crazy, thinking, I'm going to fail in this Nissan Micra. I kind of went up on the curb just as we sort of reversed out, so I kind of messed that up. Yeah. So that was one little tick I saw go in the box.
All the car's fault. I love it how he's blaming the car.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the guy parked it in there, parked it too close to the curb. What can I say? Anyway, out we go. And we passed, finally, which was quite cool. And I thought it wouldn't be the cleverest thing to jump back in the Ferrari, Mr. Cool Dude, and be like...
I do like it that you consider it and parked it around the corner, though, just to avoid embarrassment for them and for you.
Well, the embarrassment could have been if you wanted to drive your own car to do the testing. And I didn't think that would have been cool to be in that and to say, I'm sorry, you failed. And you're like, great.
Do you have to do a three-point turn?
A three-point turn, parallel park, through the cones, exactly the same. But trust me... The sweat was dripping off his forehead more so than in that heat chamber.
Really?
Yeah, she was thinking, she actually looked at it, is there something, do you want me to turn the air conditioning up a bit more for you, Mr. David? Please. I was like, yeah, you could, but to be honest, I don't think it goes any further in this. I think we nearly broke the knob on the actual like, aircon. We've passed, so we're okay, we're
it's
back
all good.
In, we're back in.
Excellent.
We've got two driving licences now.
Now, we're going to, when we're on the track, we're going to be calling into every Radio 1 show.
Yeah.
Chris Moyles loves you.
He's a good guy, Chris.
He is a good guy. He does do the impression a lot, though, which I'm kind of trying to sway him off at the moment.
He's still a bit old school, but...
Yeah. He does do that quite a lot. Are you cool with that now, or what do you think?
Yeah, it's this kind of... It's a past thing. And I think, actually, the Fern Cotton Show was a good opportunity to, actually, you know, just to say how it is.
Yeah.
Clear the air.
Yeah.
But like I said, sometimes Chris is a bit old school, so can't let go of those
moments. It's fine. I'm just warning you, because when we're talking to him on the satellite next week, I don't want you to... I'm not going to get involved.
It's okay if he does his thing.
Okay, good. Hooray. Thank you for being so lovely today. And next thing, I will be sharing a chicken or beef meal with you on the plane tomorrow to Kenya, I'd imagine.
Yeah, enjoy that, because it's going to be some goat.
I know. It might be goat on the plane. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much, Craig, for coming in.
Pleasure, Scott.
And we will be together all next week with the other slabs and raising money for Comet Relief. This is such an important thing. This money goes straight to people that really, really need it. They have... awful lives in Africa and also here in the UK. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you so much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
What's going on?
Me and my friend Charlotte had to stay late for an extra lecture at uni, and now we're really worried that we've missed Dear Scott.
Oh. Are you a fan of Dear Scott?
Yeah, we love it. Every Thursday we drive home together because we live far away from uni and we love listening to Dear Scott.
Oh, and what uni are you at?
UEA in Norwich.
Nice one. Well, the good news is, it's on now.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah! Yeah, woo for Dear Scott. There's no worries. Okay, give me a high five and then we'll do it and then you can listen.
Okay. Hold up, hang on.
Oh, hold up.
Loving Did that work?
Yeah. There's one back at you. Love you, bye.
Thank you, bye.
Wow, massive Dear Scott fan there. Impressive.
I think it's the music as well. It's just quite relaxing, isn't it?
When you hear me strum, you know it's time for Dear Scott.
I never knew this was you.
It is me. Did you not know?
No, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Dear Scott, Becky and the PR4L, I have to read Romeo and Juliet for one of my uni modules, and I found out that it was actually Willie Shakespeare who invented the term gleek. If you go to Act 4, Scene 4, line 112, Peter, Juliet's nurse's bit of rough, says, "No money on my faith but the gleek. I will give you the minstrel." My book says that gleek here means gesture of contempt, but I prefer to think that Shakespeare could see into the actual future and knew that glee was going to come along in 2010. What a babe. He was so ahead of the times. Love the show. From Melissa, off of Nottingham Uni, but really off of Liverpool. Smiley. XXX.
Yeah, he knew. He knew that glee would come and take us all by storm in 2010, and he was right.
I'm not sure he's a babe, though. Do you reckon? Like, if he was on now, would he be Heat Torso of the Week?
Oh! No. Well, I don't know. How can we say what he would look like now?
Well, no, he'd still look the same, but he just... We wouldn't be, like, hundreds of years old. You'd, like, take him
actually,
from
no.
then and, like, make him now.
No,
like, would
can,
he? How no. would he compare to, no. like, Ashton Kutcher?
No, and... I can picture him in my head and he's all yours.
Well, in some pictures he's not too bad. Depends who...
Are you serious?
Depends who did them. You know, like in the olden days where some pictures are, like, really ropey and then others are actually all right?
He would not get Torso of the Week. No way.
Do you think everyone looked the same in the olden days, or do you think it was just because there is an olden days look,
yeah,
isn't there?
Everyone looked the same.
And I just wonder if it's because it's the same people painting, or like whether everyone did genuinely look the same.
No, everyone just looked the same. And everyone was in black and white as well. Next.
Dear Scott, you have officially made it. Here's an article about you on actual Perez Hilton. Sophie, London.
Love Perez Hilton.
What's that about?
It's about the programme I did in Uganda.
Ah,
and he did
okay.
a big old thing on it, so thanks, Perez. Going global, going global. Next.
Dear Scott, I thought you would be interested to know that your new fashion trend is a hit with a big celeb.
Who?
CeeLo Green must be a fan of your show, as he was defo rocking the chavsual look that you invented a little while ago. At the Brits, he was in a smart white shirt paired with black tracky bottoms, complete with reflective strip down the side. Nice work, Mills. Love you, bye. Caroline, XXX.
Love you, bye.
Oh, bless CeeLo, but do you know what? I think that must have just been what it looked like on the telly, because I think he was actually wearing those smart, almost like, what are those really smart men's suits that you get? Like black for black tie that have the strip down the side.
Oh, okay. Like, yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
really, really posh. But I think obviously on the telly it may have looked like he
like
was
a pair
just
of
wearing...
dirty old joggers.
Yeah. But in real life he was wearing like a proper, proper smart suit trousers. I
it
think.
Did look smart chavule on TV though. So if you're not aware of my new trend, it's
your
really,
trend. I love it.
Yeah, smart on the top, really grotty chavvy down below. That's what that's what you need. CeeLo loves it. Who else was rocking it the other day? Oh, Plan B on the Brits as well. When he was doing Praying. Next!
Dear Scott, I enjoyed the PR4L's version of Stan with Chris and Rimmer's love affair very much, but now I cannot find it anywhere. Please tell me where I can listen to it again. Simon.
Well, I do believe that it's on the podcast. Over to Becky for more news on this.
It should be on the podcast, but have you got a bit now you can play?
Yeah, if you missed
just
the...
Just in case it's not.
If you missed the internet romance, but it was on the podcast.
Yeah.
Chris, have you listened to your own song on the podcast? Have you?
If I'm honest, yeah.
Right, so you know it's there.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so it's on one of the podcasts, and this is the internet romance. Has she replied yet?
No.
Oh, have you lost hope?
A little bit.
Yeah. This is the internet romance that Chris struck up with a girl from Armenia called Rimmer. There we are, that's a little bit of it there. So
that didn't even have any PR4L in it.
It is on a podcast, search it out.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.